Good evening and welcome to Verity Baptist Church. Let's go ahead and find our seats this evening. Find a seat, find a hymnal close to you. Turn to page number 245. Psalm number 245, and we will open the service with "The Old Account Was Settled Long Ago." Psalm number 245. Let's go ahead and sing it out. Find a seat, find a hymnal. Let's go ahead and sing it out on the first. There was a time on earth when in the book of heaven an old account was standing for sins that unforgiven. My name was at the top and many things below. I went into the keeper and said, "Long ago, long ago, long ago." Yes, your account was settled long ago. Hallelujah, and the record's crazy. Welcome to Verity Baptist Church here on our family fun night. If you guys are, if the parents are okay with it, your kids can come up to the first three rows, all right? Psalm number 245, kids, there's an echo there, so we ought to, like, sing out, all right? Psalm number 245, sing it out on the second. The old account was large, growing every day, for hours all the sinning. Psalm number 245, kids, I want you all to be singing out, all right? Psalm number 245, sing it like you're happy this evening. Sing it out on the third. And wait for Brother Christian. Here you go. When in the happy home, my Savior's home above, I'll sing you, that's better. For His love, they'll not forget that book, with pages wide as snow. Let's finish strong on the last. Oh, sinner, trust the Lord. He cleanses all your sin. For thus He hath provided for you to enter in. And then if you should live 100 years below, a very not regret it. He said, "Long ago, long ago, how can you fall?" Yes, He opened up the sky. Everyone here to Verity Baptist Church here on our Sunday evening service. Of course, this is a special evening because it's our family fun night. And as a reminder, if your kids are welcome, or the kids are all welcome to sit in the first three rows of the auditorium. So again, we want to welcome everyone here to Verity Baptist Church. We are so glad that you are with us. Let's open the service with a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we love you and we thank you for a great day you've given us. We thank you for this church and doing these things for the kids and for the family. And we thank you for all your love for us. We ask, Lord, that everything would go well this evening. We pray for the singing, the preaching, the puppet show, and of course the fellowship, Lord. And we thank you for loving us. And we pray that everything tonight would go well and everything would go, we give glory to your name. We love you in Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. All right, it's now time for favorites, where if you're selected, we will sing a stanza from the song that you picked as a note. We're only taking favorites from the kids this evening, all right? Song, so Avery, go ahead. 328, I Want That Mountain. Great song to start favorites with. I Want That Mountain, song number 328. Sing it out when it goes to the chorus, all right? Song number 320, sing it out on the first. I saw a giant bear that steps upon a mountain high. He laughs so hard on my unbended knee. No longer in the wilderness I'll see. you go ahead. 102. He hideth my soul, Psalm number 102. This one's an epic one, so we ought to sing this one out with some passion. Psalm number 102, a wonderful Savior is Jesus my Lord. Amen. Psalm number 102, sing it out on the first.
A wonderful Savior is Jesus my Lord.
Is this a Christmas song? No, we're not doing Christmas. And do you have another one? 442. 442, we gather together. Do we know this song?
No.
No, we don't know this song. Do you have another one? 15. Hopefully we know this song. We're slacking up here. Psalm number 15. You'll lead me to Calvary. We know this song, all right? We have to sing this one out. Third time's a charm. Psalm number 15, sing it out on the first.
King of my life, I crown thee now. Thy child.
Day by day, song number 100. Great songs this evening. Song number 100, day by day, and we, with each passing moment, sing it out on the first.
Day by day, and with each passing moment, strength I find.
Madison, God. 191. Psalm number 191. There you go. A fun one. In my heart, there rings a melody. You ought to sing one. This one out with some happiness in your heart. Sing it out on the first.
I have a song that Jesus gave me. It was set from
Matthew, go ahead. 216? 216 on the third. All right, song number 216. is a Verity Baptist favorite. Song number 216. We're going to sing that last tag as well, all right? When we get there, sing it out. Song number 206 and sing it out on the last.
When I walk through the mountains of Galilee, my Savior will walk with me there. And safely his great hand will lead me to the mansions he's come to prepare. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days, all the days of my life. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever, and I shall feast at the tables with the meek. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my
And we want to welcome you to this very special evening service here at Verity Baptist Church. And of course, tonight is our family fun night. We're glad that you are with us. That's why these kids are sitting up here. We've got a service that is geared towards the children, but it's fun for everybody. And I think everybody likes it, you know. And the kids have a good time, but I think the adults have a good time. And I'll tell you, when those puppets come out, I've never seen the ushers pay more attention in church than when the puppets are out. So I think the adults like it too. Let's go ahead and take our bulletins. We'll look at some announcements real quickly. And we've got a lot of special things going on today. But if you need a bulletin, just raise your hand. One of our ushers can get one for you. The verse this week, Psalm 118:24, this is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. And that's a good verse there. We like that. If you open up your bulletin, you'll see our service time, Sunday morning service, 10:30 a.m. And we had a wonderful service this morning. We're glad you're back out tonight for the evening service, 6 p.m. And then, of course, we invite you to be here on Wednesday night for the Wednesday night Bible study. If you look at our soul winning times, our main soul winning times on Saturday mornings at 10 a.m., then we have additional soul winning times on Thursdays and on Sundays at 2 p.m. And if you look at the announcements and upcoming events, of course, we've got the vision offering coming up, and you should have one of these little inserts there in your bulletin. I'm not going to go through it tonight, but I'd ask that you take a moment, just kind of read through this and get familiar with the vision offering and what we're doing with regards to that. We don't talk a lot about money here at Verity Baptist Church. If you've come to our church for any length of time, you know that's true. But we do have a special offering in the spring, and we want to focus on that for just a little bit. So please take some time to look through that and begin to pray about what the Lord would have you to do for this year's vision offering. And of course, today is the VBC Family Fun Night. So after the offering, we're going to get into our family fun night aspects. So let me just go ahead and say this. Most of the kids, it looks like, are already sitting up here, and praise the Lord for that. I like to hear the kids sing. They do a good job singing, and we appreciate that. If there are any kids that are not yet up here, then they can come up here during the offering if they want and sit up here. And we're going to have some kids. We're going to have the puppet show. We're going to have some kids' songs. We're going to have a lesson. But also, after the service, if you remember last Family Fun Night, after the service, we had balloon animals that we were giving out to the kids. So for today, there's no balloon animals, but there is a game after the service that's going to be played here on the platform, all right, kids? So after the service, make sure you come up towards the platform because there's a game that you're going to be able to play. Brother Matt Lee Wilson's going to lead that, and you'll be able to earn some prizes for that game. Also, you've got your memory verse, Psalm 139:14. If you quoted it to your parents and your parents say you said it, then you can come get a prize after the service. Or if your parent is not trustworthy, then you can quote it to me, all right? And I'll acknowledge that you said it correctly, all right? So you can get the prize for the verses. You can get the prize for the games afterwards. So just Keep that in mind. And then there's other things here. Of course, we've got the spring forward. Just want you to be aware of that. And then there's other things that you can look at. If you look at the back of the bulletin, birthdays and anniversaries for the month of December. This week, we have Brother Serge's birthday on February 24th. Brother Mike DiPasquale has a birthday February 25th. Isabel Johnson has a birthday February 25th. Miss Julissa Zuniga has a birthday February 28th. Mike and Blanca Beal have an anniversary February 28th. And Valente and Nicole Perez have an anniversary February 28th. Praise report, money matters, all of those things are there for you to look at. And I think that's it. I don't think I'm forgetting anything else that I'm supposed to be announcing. But we're going to go ahead and sing the chorus of the week as we prepare to receive the offering this evening. And let's go ahead and take the insert and we'll sing "The Law of the Lord is Perfect." And let's go ahead and sing it out on the first. The law of the Lord is perfect, comforting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. Lord, to thee these thy rugged and bold, they had much fun before. At this time, we're going to have the offering, and then we're going to kick off the events for tonight. During the offering, the orchestra can be dismissed, just so you know. Let's go ahead and bow our heads and have a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, we do love you. We thank you for allowing us to gather together tonight. Lord, we pray that you would bless the offering, the gift, and the giver. We pray that you'd bless all the things going on with regards to Family Fun Night. Lord, we pray that it would be a night where the kids have a good time, but also where they learn. And Lord, help us invest in this next generation. We love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you.
wonderful to learn about Jesus. On the BBC Family Fun, my Christian Kids Puppet Show.
Welcome to Verity Baptist Church's Family Fun Night.
It's so nice to have you with us.
Hi, I'm Freddie.
And I'm Amy. Kids out there, did you memorize your Bible verse, Psalm 139:14? Raise your hand if you memorize it. Raise it. Great job. Let's go ahead and say it together.
Psalm 139:14. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well.
Great job! Get ready to sing some fun songs. We'll be back soon.
Bye!
Bye!
All right, good evening, kids. Who's ready to do some singing? All right. We're going to start with a favorite. Amen, brother, amen. You ready, Brother Christian? All right, here we go. Amen, brother, amen. If you don't know it, sing along. If you don't know it, watch me and sing along when you can. I have found a wonderful Savior. Amen, brother, amen. He has changed all my behavior. Amen, brother, amen. Here we go. I have found a wonderful Savior. Amen, brother, amen. He has changed all my behavior. Amen, brother, amen. Amen, brother! Amen, brother, amen. I have found a wonderful Savior. Amen, brother, amen. All right, girls, remember on the chorus, it's going to be, amen, brother, let me hear you. That was okay. Let's hear the amen, sister. Amen, brother. Here we go. Second verse is, oh, how I love to sing his praises. Amen, brother, amen. It's by amazing grace he saves us. Amen, brother, amen. Amen, brother. Amen, sister. All right, here we go. Oh, how I love to sing his praises. Amen, brother, amen. It's by amazing grace he saves us. Amen, brother, amen. Amen, brother, amen. I have found a wonderful Savior. Amen, brother, amen. Now, this is a good clapping song. I can't clap because I got a microphone, but you guys can clap. I have found a wonderful Savior. Amen, brother, amen. The next verse is, I like soap and I like water. Amen, brother, amen. It makes me smell just like I otter. Amen, brother, amen. Here we go. I like soap and I like water. Amen, brother, amen. It makes me smell just like I otter. Amen, brother, amen. Amen, brother, amen. I have found a wonderful Savior. Amen, brother, amen. Y'all are starting to wake up. That's good. We'll do one last verse. I love soul winning, and I love hard preaching. Amen, brother, amen. And I love finger licking chicken. Amen, brother, amen. Here we go. I love soul winning, and I love hard preaching. Amen, brother, amen. And I love finger licking chicken. Amen, brother, amen. All right, good job, guys, good job. All right, number 19, good news. All right, this is a new one. It's called Good News, Good News. Christ died for me. Good news, if I believe. Good news, I'm saved eternally. That's wonderful. And then the next word is going to be extra, and you're going to yell the word extra as loud as you can. Let's try that. Let's practice. Ready? Extra. Ready?
Extra.
Ready?
Extra.
You guys are doing better tonight. Here we go. I'm going to sing it nice and slow. You won't know it first, but you're going to sing it with me. We'll sing it through a couple of times. Here we go. Good news, good news. Christ died for me. Good news, good news. If I believe. Good news, good news. I'm saved eternally. That's wonderful. Good news. You got the idea of it. That's wonderful. Extra good news. Good news, good news. Christ died for me. Good news, good news. If I believe. Good news, good news. I'm saved eternally. That's wonderful. Good news. Sing it one more time. I want everybody singing, adults too. Y'all know it by now. Good news, Christ died for me. Good news, if I believe. Good news, I'm saved eternally. That's wonderful. Extra. Good news. Sing it one more time. Here we go. Good news, Christ died for me. Good news, if I believe. Good news, I'm saved eternally. That's wonderful. Extra good news. Good job. Good job. Good job. Oh, be careful, little hands, what you do. We sang this one last month. Oh, be careful, little hands, what you do. Here we go. Oh, be careful, little hands, what you do. Oh, be careful, little hands, what you do. For the Father up above is looking down in love. Oh, be careful, little hands, what you do. Oh, be careful, little eyes, what you see. Oh, be careful, little eyes, what you see. For the Father up above is looking down in love. Oh, be careful, little eyes, what you see. Oh, be careful, little feet, where you go. Oh, be careful, little feet, where you go. For the Father up above is looking down in love. Oh, be little feet, where you go. Oh, be careful, little heart, who you trust. Oh, be careful, little heart, who you trust. For the Father up above is looking down in love. Oh, be careful, little heart, who you trust. Good job, good job. All right, we're going to do another one. This is the tune of Glory, Glory, Hallelujah. And yeah, I got the order mixed up. It's okay. We'll do the, I'm sorry. Number nine. All right, this is a tune of the Battle Hymn of the Republic, Glory, Glory, Hallelujah. I'm going to sing it through once, then we'll sing it through again. We'll sing it through all together. This one has some actions as well, so I need you to help me with the actions. Here we go. He's a wonderful Savior. He's the apple of my eye. He prunes off all the branches when the branches get too high. He brings fruit in his season, and his love will never die. And that's why I'm bananas for the Lord. All right, so that's how we do that. There are some actions with us. But all right, all the kids, I want all the kids to stand up. All the kids to go stand up. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up. All the kids stand up. All the kids stand up. Here we go. Here we go. All right, we need some actions for this one. All right, it's going to go like this. He's a wonderful Savior. He's the apple of my eye. Put your finger right up near your eye. Good. Don't poke your eye out. My goodness. I have the apple of my eye. And then just like Jesus said, he is the vine. We are the branches. So we're going to put your arms out like this. Both arms out. And he prunes off all the branches. When the branches get too high, you're going to go like this. Prunes off all the branches. When the branches get too high. Here we go. Prunes off all the branches when the branches get too high. He brings fruit and his season and his love. Make a heart with your hands. Make a heart with your hands. Make a heart. Heart with your hands. There you go. You got it. Heart with your hands. And his love will never die. Sing it like that. And that's why I'm bananas for the Lord. Hold your banana. And then go like this. You ate that whole banana. Oh my goodness. All right, here we go. He's a wonderful Savior. He's the apple of my eye. He prunes off all the branches when the branches get too high. He brings fruit in his season and his love. Oh, love will never die, and that's why I'm bananas for the Lord. Y'all got it? Y'all got it? All right, pay attention, pay attention. No talking. Here we go. He's a wonderful Savior, he's the apple of my eye. He prunes off all the branches when the branches get too high. He brings fruit in his season and his love will never die. And that's why I'm bananas for the Lord. That was good, but y'all can do better. Y'all can do better. Here we go, one more time. He's a wonderful Savior, he's the apple of my eye. He prunes off all the branches when the branches get too high. He brings fruit in his season and his love will never die. And that's why I'm bananas for the Lord. Good job, have a seat. Good job, good job. All right, this will be my last song for tonight. My last song, number two, God is so good. This is a worship song. Very, very simple. God is so good. God is so good. He's so good to me. Some of you will probably know this one. Here we go. God is so good. Think about it as you sing it. This is a worship song. Here we go. God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. He's so good to me. All kids, pay attention. So up here, God cares for me. God cares for me. God cares for me. God cares for me. He's so good to me. Girls, look up here. Girls, look up here. We're still singing. Here we go. Third verse. He loves me so. He loves me so. He loves me so. He loves me so. He's so good to me. Number four, my favorite verse, he answers prayer all together on the last verse. He answers prayer. He answers prayer. He answers prayer. He's so good to me. You guys did great singing this evening. Thank you so much.
Hi, Amy. What are you doing?
I'm playing with my toy planes.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it's so fun, Freddy. You can play with me.
Thanks, Amy.
Amy! Amy! I have to go to the store, and I need you to clean your room. Once you finish, then you and Freddy can have some ice cream.
Thanks, Mom! I love ice cream!
You're welcome, but remember, you first need to clean your room.
Okay, Mom!
Well, I guess you better go clean your room.
I don't need to do it right away. We can still play a little bit longer.
Are you sure?
Of course. I have plenty of time.
Okay, if you say so.
Look, Freddy, I bet my plane can go higher and faster than yours.
No way, Amy.
Isn't this so much fun?
Yeah.
You know what would make this 10 times better?
What?
If we ate our ice cream. Mm-mm. Doesn't that sound so delicious?
But I thought you were supposed to clean your room before you have the ice cream.
Well, I don't really think it is that important when I clean my room. You know, just as long as it gets done at some point before my mom comes home.
I don't think that's what your mom said. She said...
Freddy, what kind of ice cream would you like? Chocolate chip cookie dough or strawberry?
Oh, chocolate chip cookie dough sounds great.
Oh, here you go, Freddy.
Thanks. Yum. That was so delicious.
Yes, it was. Now let's get back to flying our planes.
Wow, this sure is fun.
Hi, Amy. It's Mom. I'm back from the store.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no! Oh, no, oh, no, oh, no! I forgot to clean my room!
Well, did you really forget? I think you'd rather eat ice cream and play.
Oh, thanks, Freddy. It's not like you didn't enjoy the delicious ice cream right along with me.
Okay, Amy.
What am I going to do? I'm in so much trouble.
I'm sorry, Amy.
Amy, I saw your room isn't clean and that you had ice cream. You did not listen and obey what I told you to do.
I'm so sorry, Mommy.
Well, there are consequences for when you disobey. You are not allowed to have any of the leftover ice cream. Now please say goodbye to Freddy and go clean your room.
This punishment is more than I can bear! No more ice cream!
Well, I guess you better clean your room now and make sure to listen to Pastor's lesson.
Bye, Freddy!
Bye, Amy.
Bye!
Bye! Bye.
All right, we're going to go ahead and get into the lesson aspect for tonight, and the puppets are going to be back after the lesson, all right? But we need to get into the lesson of God's Word tonight. And if you kids remember last time that we had Family Fun Night, we started going through the great stories of the Bible, and we talked about creation last time, and this time we're going to learn about, as you can tell up here, the story of Adam and Eve, all right? The story of Adam and Eve. And what I'm going to do, we got the whiteboard back, and I'm just going to go ahead and use the whiteboard for the lesson tonight. But let me just go ahead and talk about this. We're going to do a little bit of review from last week. Because remember last week we learned about creation? And does anybody remember what we learned that God created on the sixth day? Anybody remember what God created on the sixth day? Anybody? Just go ahead and shout it. Go ahead and... He created animals, and he created, specifically what I'm talking about right now is he created man. Yes, absolutely. He created man, and that was created on the sixth day. So this is what we're seeing here, that God created man. What the Bible tells us, and I'm going to just read a few verses for you, okay? In Genesis chapter 2 and verse 7, the Bible says, "And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul." I like to draw. When I was a kid, I used to draw a lot. I don't draw as much now. Now I only draw when I preach, apparently. But this is a man, all right? And I don't know if this is what Adam looked like, but this is how I'm drawing him. Now, the Bible says that they weren't wearing clothes, so we're just going to draw his head, all right? That's probably a good idea. We'll just leave it at that. But the Bible also tells us that on that sixth day, God created something else. And we didn't talk about this in the last lesson, so I'm going to see if you know what God created, or if you want to look it up in your Bible real quickly. But I'm going to just draw this. Frogs. You guys think this is a frog? Who thinks this is a frog? All right. It is green. Let's see. Let's see if you can... Bushes? Who thinks it's a frog? Raise your hand. Who thinks it's a bush? All right. Who said Garden of Eden? Who said Garden of Eden? You did? You're right. The Bible tells us that on the sixth day, God also created a garden, and it's called the Garden of Eden. And that's what I'm drawing right now. And I don't know if that's what it looks like to you, but I'm drawing flowers and a bush because that's, I don't know, what I think a garden might look like. But you guys are way too smart. You guessed it a little too fast, all right? So you're going to have to wait for me to finish drawing this. Because the garden was big. And the Bible tells us that there was all sorts of plant life in that garden, all right? So let me just draw another turtle. Or no, it's a bush, all right? It's a bush, okay? No matter what anybody tells you. And here we've got more flowers and plant life, okay? Does anybody know what else was in the garden? There was fruit. There was trees. All right. All right. Don't get ahead of me. Don't get ahead of me. You're going to come up here and teach the class. Okay. Yeah, there was fruit. There was trees. It was a big, plush garden. Okay. The Bible also tells us, and I'm not going to spend a lot of time going into details about this, but the Bible tells us that there were, see if you can guess what this is. Yeah. There were rivers. There were rivers in the garden. Rivers in the garden. Okay, let me read some verses for you, okay? So God created man. We talked about that. God created a garden. The Bible says in Genesis 2:8, and the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, right? That's what you told us. And there he put man whom he had formed. And out of the ground God made the Lord God to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food, and the tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And there's another thing that is mentioned to us with regards to what God created. And let's see if you guys can guess this. But who knows what else God created on that sixth day? Woman. All right. Yeah, God created a woman. All right. Okay. God created a woman. Does that look like a woman, kinda? All right. And you guys know what her name was? Her name is Eve. Yeah. All right. So hold on a second. Anybody know what his name was? Adam. All right. And what is her name? Eve. And what is this called? The Garden of Eden. All right. The Bible says that God placed man in the garden. All right. He created woman. Let me give you some verses. Genesis 2:21. And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam. And he slept. And he took one of the ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man made he a woman and brought her unto the man. So God created man. He created woman. He created a garden. And then he placed them in the garden. Now, we already read a verse about this, but the Bible says that in the garden, God put all sorts of trees, all sorts of plant life, all sorts of fruit, and he created two trees. I'm only going to draw one because one is that we want is the tree we want to concern ourselves with, but he created two trees. Does anybody know the name of the tree that God commanded? So God told them that they could eat of every fruit in the garden except for the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil. All right? So there was a tree of the knowledge of good and evil, and God gave them a command. God commanded that they would not eat of it. In Genesis 2:16, the Bible says, and the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof thou shalt surely die. God said that they would die on the day that they ate of the tree. All right, so this is the setup to the story. We have Adam, we have Eve, we have the Garden of Eden, we have the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. All right? And I know you guys are a smart bunch and you know the story, but let's see what happens next. All right. Who thinks this is, I heard hot dog. Who thinks that's a hot dog? You know what? I'm gonna draw this a little. If that looks like a hot dog, then we're gonna start over here. You got your glasses? All right, let's see if I can do this better. Maybe if I do it in black. All right. Okay, so it's a serpent. It's a serpent. Sorry, not a hot dog. It's a serpent. I can see where you could get hot dog. But it is a serpent. The Bible says, I'll read it for you. It says, now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, yea, hath God said, ye shall not eat of the tree of the garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God hath said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. And the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die, for God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. So this is what we call the temptation, where the serpent comes and he tempts Eve, and he tempts her to eat of the tree, all right? Now again, I know you guys are a smart group, so you know what happens next, but let me go ahead and draw this, see if you guys can see what this is. All right. Who thinks it's a heart? Who thinks it's a strawberry? Who thinks it's an apple? All right. Why is one of you still saying hot dog? All right, it's an apple. All right, an apple. Now, let me just say this. The Bible does not say that the fruit that Eve ate of was an apple. All right? The Bible does not say that. But people usually draw apples to illustrate it. So I do want you to be clear that we don't know what kind of fruit it was. But the Bible tells us that she ate of the fruit. Genesis 3:6 says, and when the woman saw that the tree was good for food and that it was pleasant to the eyes and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof and did eat and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. All right, so I want you kids to think about this, okay? God says you can eat of every tree of the garden except one. You're not allowed to eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And God says, the day ye eat thereof, ye shall surely die. The serpent comes and says to Eve, first he questions God's word, yea, hath God said, and then he completely changes God's word, and he says, ye shall not surely die. Eve falls for that deception. The Bible calls it being beguiled, and she eats of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Do you know what we can call that? What is that? What is it when your authority tells you to not do something, and you do it anyway?
Disobey.
Go ahead. Disobey, exactly. Now, what's interesting about this story, there's lots of things that we could learn from the story of Adam and Eve. But one of the things that I want to highlight for you tonight, for you kids, is this. That do you know that the very first sin, and to be honest with you, every sin, is a sin of disobedience. It is a sin of not obeying what God or what our God-given authority has told us to do. Tonight in the puppet show, Amy was told by her mom, her mom is her God-given authority, to clean her room. But she didn't do it. She disobeyed. And as a result, there were some consequences. The Bible tells us that the very first sin was a sin of disobedience. They disobeyed God. And really, the Bible teaches that every sin is a sin of disobedience. Whenever we sin, we are disobeying the Lord. The Bible says in Genesis 3:6, in the story of Adam and Eve, and when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof, and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. So they disobeyed. Now, do you know what happened after they ate of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil? Who knows?
They were naked.
Well, they were naked, that's true, but that already happened. What happened was that God showed up, and because of their disobedience, there were consequences. Now, I'm not going to read all these passages to you, but let me just share with you the consequences for Eve. The Bible says in Genesis 3:16, she was given a punishment. The Bible says, unto the woman he said, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy conception. In sorrow thou shalt bring forth children, and thy desire shall be to thy husband, and he shall rule over thee. So you know that one of the consequences that God gave Eve, and as a result, every woman who's lived since Eve has had to deal with the consequence, is that God made it so that having babies. Ladies like to have babies. Babies are good and babies are fun. But you know, the Bible says that God made it so that labor, having the baby, would be done in sorrow. It would be painful because that was the punishment for Eve's sin of disobedience. God said, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy conception. In sorrow thou shalt bring forth children. The Bible says that Adam was given a punishment as well. I'm just going to use this as an example. And let's see if you guys can see what this is. A hammer? Who? Okay. Raise your hand if you think it's a hammer. Raise your hand if you think it's a hammer. All right. Raise your hand if you think it's a hot dog. There's some of you that think everything's a hot dog. All right, so it was a hammer. And I just use that as an illustration because here's what the Bible says. The Bible says that the punishment for Adam was this. And unto Adam he said, because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife, and has eaten of the tree of which I commanded thee, saying, thou shalt not eat of it. Cursed is the ground for thy sake. In sorrow thou shalt eat of it all the days of thy life. Thorns and thistles shall it bring forth to thee, and thou shalt eat the herbs of the field. In the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread, till thou return unto the ground. For out of it was thou taken, for dust thou art, and unto dust shalt thou return. So here's what the Bible says. The Bible says that the punishment given to woman was that she was going to have babies, which is a good thing, but she would have them in sorrow. It would be difficult. It would be hard. And then the Bible says that man was going to have to go off and work, which is why I put a hammer here just to illustrate work. But there's all sorts of different types of work. Not everybody uses a hammer when they work. But the man was to go out and he was to work. But the Bible also says this, and I want you to listen to this in the last part of verse 19. God says, till thou return unto the ground, for out of it was thou taken, for dust thou art, and unto dust shalt thou return. And you know, if you remember when God originally told Adam and Eve not to eat of the tree of the garden, he told them, in the day ye eat thereof, thou shalt surely die. Now here's the thing, when Adam and Eve ate of the tree of the garden, they did not physically die that day, but they did spiritually die, and they became in need of salvation. This is why the Bible says that the wages of sin is death. But the Bible also tells us that they began to physically die on that day. And as a result of sin entering into the world, they eventually experienced. They eventually experienced death. Not only on the day of did they experience spiritual death, but they even experienced physical death. And here's the whole point, and here's the big takeaway, all right? Here's the big takeaway to the lesson, is this, that there are consequences for disobedience. When you disobey, there are going to be consequences. Now, whether that's your mom, whether that's your dad, whether that's God himself, whether that's in the future, maybe your husband for a young lady that gets married, or maybe your boss at work, or maybe the law or the government. What the Bible teaches us and the big takeaway of the story of Adam and Eve is that when we disobey, when we choose not to listen to God and to our God-given authority, there will be consequences. There will be punishment. And we learned that tonight from Freddie and Amy, where Amy had to suffer some consequences as a result of her disobedience. All right? So I hope you kids learned that lesson. And I want to give you a memory verse for next time, okay? In after the lesson today, once the service is over, you guys can give us your memory verse. And you can get a prize for your memory verse. But next time we meet, you're going to have another opportunity to memorize a couple of verses and to get a prize. And I'm going to read this for you, okay? And I want you to think about this, and especially you parents, maybe you can just write this reference down, okay? Here's the memory verse for next month. Ephesians chapter 6. Now this month, last month we gave you one verse. That was just a warm-up. This month, you're getting two verses, okay? Ephesians chapter 6, verses 1 and 2. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 1 and 2. Okay, I'm going to read it for you. It goes like this. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise. The verse says this. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise. And you know, you kids, we want you to memorize this verse, but we also want you to internalize it and want you to become children that are obedient to your mother, to your father, to your God-given authorities. Why? Because when we don't, the lesson we learned from Adam and Eve is when we don't obey, we suffer consequences. All right? Let's go ahead and bow our heads and have a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, we love you. And we thank you for these kids. Lord, I pray that you would help them to learn these lessons that all of us need to learn. And it's the lesson that whenever we disobey, there are consequences. And Lord, we pray that you would teach us through that and help us to understand. Help these kids, Lord, to learn those things and help them to be children that are obedient to their God-given authority and specifically at this season in their life to their parents. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
So, Amy, what did you think of Pastor's Bible lesson on obedience?
Well, I wish I would have listened to it earlier today so that way I could still eat some ice cream.
I tried to be a good friend and help remind you to obey your mom and to clean your room.
Yeah, you sure are being a good friend right now, rubbing it in.
I'm sorry, Amy. I was trying to help you.
I know, Freddie. And thank you for being a good friend. I'm going to start trying my best to obey my parents.
That's good, Amy. Pastor's lesson on there being consequences for our disobedience was good. But I was wondering something.
What's that, Freddie?
Well, I know you can't have any ice cream, but what about me?
That's so mean!
Amy, I'm just kidding.
Okay, Freddie. I really enjoyed tonight's family fun night, and I'm looking forward to the next one.
Me too.
Bye!
Bye! Bye!
Amen. Scarborough Songbooks and turn to page number 343. Song number 343. And we will end the service with Revive Us Again. Song number 343. Sing it out on the first.
We praise thee, O God.
Song number 343, sing it out on the second.
We praise thee, O God, for the Spirit of light, who has shown us our Savior and scattered our night. Hallelujah, thy glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, thy glory. Revive us again. All glory.
Thank you for being here tonight. We hope everybody had a good time. Just some real quick announcements for the kids, all right? So I'm going to pray here in a moment, and we're going to be dismissed. But as soon as the service is over, if the kids want to come up here, we've got the prize box here, all right? I don't know why I'm doing this because I don't know what any of this stuff is, but we've got these different prizes. We've got these little, I don't know what they are. Who knows what this is? Little stuffed animal type things. This is the Etch-A-Sketch. We've got some planes. We've got whatever this is, I don't know what that is, but you know, I'm sure your mom's not gonna like this, but we've got all these different gifts. Okay, so here's how it's gonna work. I'm gonna pray, I'm gonna say amen, and then you guys can come up here. Brother Matt is gonna come up here, and we're gonna have a game that you kids can play. If you win the game, then you can get something from the prize. And then if you said your memory verse to your parent, or if you say it to me, then you can come get a prize. All right, so make sure you're aware of that. Thank you everybody for being here tonight. Thank you parents for bringing your kids, and let's go ahead and bow our heads, and we'll be dismissed with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, we love you. Thank you for these kids, Lord. I pray that you'd bless them, help them to grow up, to love you, to serve you, to learn these Bible lessons, Lord, and to love and know the Bible. And Lord, we pray that you'd bless just everyone. And Lord, thank you for everyone that puts time and energy into these family fun nights, all the work that goes into it. I pray that you'd bless them for their labor. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. God bless you. You're dismissed.